This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Thousands of supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump gathered in Washington, D.C. this weekend to decry the results of the presidential election won by Democratic challenger Joe Biden. The Washington Post newspaper reported that at least four people were stabbed. A spokesman for the D.C. Fire Department told reporters the victims were hospitalized. It was not clear what groups the attackers or the injured were affiliated with. Violence escalated after the demonstrators met with counter-protesters in spots downtown in the U.S. capital city. The protests came a day after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a lawsuit filed by Texas and backed by President Trump to throw out the election results in four states. The Supreme Court decision allows the U.S. Electoral College to press ahead with a meeting on Monday, where it is expected to formally cast its votes and make Biden's victory official. Italy is poised to overtake Great Britain as the European country with the most COVID-19 deaths, according to data from the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. Italy has suffered more deaths in the past 6 weeks than it did in the previous 7 months. Meanwhile, Britain has begun coronavirus vaccinations using a vaccine made by Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. Dozens of the Pfizer vaccine will also begin arriving in the U.S. states early on Monday. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved it for emergency use late on Friday. A Trump administration official, Army General Gus Perna, said in a weekend news conference that shipping companies will begin delivering about 3 million doses of the vaccine to nearly 150 distribution centers Monday. An additional 450 or so facilities will get the vaccine by Wednesday. For more on these and other news stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At a United Nations virtual climate action summit Saturday, some 70 heads of state, along with regional and city leaders and heads of major businesses, announced new measures aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions and ensuring that the warming of the planet is limited to 1.5 degrees Celsius. The UK announced it will cut emissions by 68% compared to 1990 levels within the next 5 years. The European Union committed to a 55% cut over the same time period. At least 24 countries announced new commitments to reach carbon neutrality. Finland said it plans to achieve net zero by 2035, Austria by 2040, and Sweden by 2045. Pakistan said it is giving up plans for new coal power plants. India will more than double its renewable energy target. China committed to increasing the share of non-fossil fuel in primary energy consumption to around 25%. By 2030. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged world leaders to declare states of emergency in their countries to spur action to avoid catastrophic global warming. Guterres said economic recovery packages launched in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic represent an opportunity to accelerate the transition to a low-carbon future, but he warned that this was not happening fast enough. The Nigerian military located and exchanged fire with gunmen who kidnapped scores of secondary school students in northwestern Katsina State, according to a statement from the president. The gang, armed with AK-47s, stormed the Government Science Secondary School in Kankara District around 9:40 p.m. Friday, police and locals said. A parent and school employee told Reuters News that roughly half of the school's 800 students were missing. Police and the military were still working to determine the exact number of missing students. President Buhari said in a statement that the military had located the kidnappers in a forest and was exchanging fire with them, aided by air support. He condemned the attack in his home state. The state is plagued by violence that the government attributes to bandits, a loose term for gangs of outlaws who attack locals and kidnap for ransom. Attacks by Islamist militants are common in northeastern parts of the country. Late last month, scores of farmers were killed, some beheaded, by Islamist militants in northeast Borno State. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.